Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 1 in Thessalonians 2. That's 2 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 1 with verses 11 through 12 is where our practice begins today. To this end, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. You know, today seems like a God's time to again share the USCCB, or the United States Catholic Bishops, appeal for the next 3 years called a Eucharistic Revival. As mentioned previously, the Church is seeking to strengthen our commitment to understanding what we truly receive when we go to communion weekly as prescribed by the Holy Mother Church, or receive daily as called by Jesus himself, to share in his divinity and the reason I believe in being Christ-fed each and every day. We will discuss the true presence in brief each day, where the content is either written by me or quoted from the USCCB website, describing in depth this miracle we encounter as our union with Christ, granting a nourishment of salvation as our only true means of heavenly food. The USCCB writes, "What is the Eucharist? The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. The term Eucharist originates from the Greek word Eucharistia, meaning thanksgiving. In the celebration of the Eucharist, bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and the instrumentality of the priest. The whole Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the appearance of bread and wine. The glorified Christ who rose from the dead. This is what the Church means when she speaks of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Soon, we will discuss the scripture that orders such miracles to take place, and why we should be doing this each and every day to live redeemed." Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine as we continue to lift up in the Holy Spirit as we pray for their brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for the Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of 2 Thessalonians 1. I don't know where I got that 2 in there by accident yesterday. And it is chapter 1 in 2 Thessalonians. It concludes chapter 1 today with verses 11 through 12. Two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, "Ending in Jesus Prayer." Ending in Jesus Prayer, your calling worthy God prepare. Purpose good every fulfillment, power his dare. Faith effort, Jesus's Lord's name you share. Him in you, you accord him. grace rising true, death our sin. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's July 13, 2022. Recording this morning, 1 hour later at 6:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on Universal. 1 day later, I should say. Silly boy. It is July 13, 2022. Recording this morning early at 6:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, this is a reminder that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry, and is not affiliated with the Catholic Church. I am a lay minister representing my own 501c3 that shares the Word of God each and every day, including other things in ministry work, such as prison ministries, as well as helping those in need in our community. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today as we call out to our good friends John and Marie, as he coined the phrase, thanks for Universal Utterings, as we close today at 7:11. Oh, thank heavens for Universal Utterings and 7:11. Closing time. John and Marie, God bless you guys. In the name of Jesus, we close. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.